You're listening to SBS News.
A pocket of tranquility in the heart of Sydney's CBD as hundreds of Falun Gong practitioners mark two decades since the movement was banned in China. Beijing put the ban in place after Falun Gong members staged a silent protest against the ruling Communist Party. Since then, thousands of members have complained of being jailed and tortured by Chinese authorities, but Beijing has condemned it as an evil cult.
I would say cult is not defined by government. You have to judge it yourself. The Falun Gong is a traditional Buddhist school meditation that has the principle of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. So even in the 20 years torture and persecution, there's no any violence fight back against the police or the government.
For years, Falun Gong's leaders have accused Chinese authorities of forcibly harvesting the organs of its members, a claim repeatedly denied by Beijing. A tribunal of independent experts set up by a campaign group against transplant abuse carried out an investigation into the allegations and last month found the practice is still taking place. But a spokesperson from the Chinese embassy in London says Chinese law requires human organ donation be voluntary and without payment. Tony Liu spent 2 years in detention in China and gave evidence at the tribunal. Although he didn't see any cases of forced organ procurement, he says he was tortured and subjected to regular blood tests and x-rays while in prison.
One day I remember very clearly they didn't take us to hospital to get a health check. Instead, they took two vials of blood from each of the inmates in jail and provided no explanation.
Professor Wendy Rogers, who has studied organ harvesting for 4 years, also gave evidence.
I found that there is overwhelming evidence that forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience is occurring in China. There is no evidence that it has stopped.
She says governments around the world take no action for fear of interrupting trade deals.
The reason governments around the world don't want to take action is because it is an inconvenient truth. If the Australian government admitted that China was committing crimes against humanity, it would be very difficult to carry on trade relations as normal.
The tribunal heard reports of extraction of kidneys from executed prisoners from as far back as the 1970s. Most of the evidence, however, came from 2000 onwards. Falun Gong members have promised they will continue to protest. Christine Carney, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.